There's an old saying that goes, the grass is always greener on the other side. But is it really?
Hey, Mom, look what I got.
How nice. A piece of wood.
No, it's an Imagine Stick. You could do almost anything with this.
Sounds pretty good, all right. Where'd you get it?
I traded with Frankie for it.
Really? What did Frankie get?
My new bike.
What? Billy, how could you do something so foolish?
What do you mean, foolish? You can get a bike anywhere. But Frankie said this is the only Imagine Stick there is.
Oh, Billy.
Most of the time, things that sound too good to be true usually are. Unfortunately, we still want those things. Well, we're going to find out why it's better to stick with the things you have than chase after the things you just want on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Chris. Today we're going to meet a girl named Connie Kendall and learn an important lesson about being satisfied with what you have and where you are instead of always wanting something else. That's not always an easy lesson to learn. Sometimes it's really hard to be content, especially if you live in a small town where it doesn't seem like anything really exciting ever happens. But you know what? The Bible talks about a man who did learn how to be satisfied, no matter where he was or what kind of situation he was in. Just listen to some of the things he had to go through in his life. He was given 40 lashes with a whip, not just once or twice, but 5 times. He was beaten with rods 3 times, and once he even had big rocks thrown at him by all the people in town. He had 3 different ships sink right out from under him, and after one of those shipwrecks, he was lost at sea for a whole day and night. And if that wasn't bad enough, one time the king of a big city had his whole army out looking for this guy so they could kill him. The only way he could escape was by getting into a basket with a long rope tied to it and having some of his friends lower him outside the city wall. But even though he went through all those terrible things, he could still say that he had learned the secret of being content. Care to take a guess about who this person was? Here's a hint. His story can be found in the book of Acts. Anyway, I'll tell you who he was and all about his secret at the end of the program. Meanwhile, we're going to meet a special new friend and take a look at the importance of being satisfied with what we have when we return to Adventures in Odyssey right after this. Wow! Wits End is really crowded today. It's almost wall-to-wall people in here, which is great for business, but bad for poor Mr. Whittaker's nerves. He's behind the soda bar trying to make sure everyone gets what they ordered. The trouble is, everybody wants their order at the same time.
Okay, now let's see. Who's next?
I'll have a double fudge chocolate shake to go, please.
One double fudge shake. Oh, just a minute, Freddie. Wits End. Oh, hi, Marion. Sure, I'd love to talk to your Sunday school class. What subject? Well, let's see.
Mr. Whittaker, can I have whipped cream on my shake?
Of course, whipped cream. What? No, Marion, I was talking to Freddie.
Hi, Whit.
Oh, looks kind of busy in here today.
Marion, can you hold on just a minute, please? Hi, Tom.
Picked up that load from the dairy you asked for. It's kind of heavy. Where do you want it?
The Mount of Transfiguration.
What?
Oh, not you, Tom. Marion, you still there? Yeah. I'll talk about Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, okay?
Mr. Whittaker.
Well, you can take your pick of scripture references. The story is in the book of Matthew, Mark,
Mr.
and...
Whittaker.
Freddie, I'll be right with you. Marion,
No, I know Freddy isn't in the Bible. He's right here. Luke. That's what I meant. Luke is in the Bible. And Tom is in the hallway. Just a second, Marion. Tom, why don't you put that stuff in the kitchen?
Whatever you say, Whit.
Thanks.
Now can I have my shake?
Yeah, just as soon as I can get through with Marion.
Mr. Whitaker?
Hi, Amanda. No, I know you're Marion, Marion. I was just talking to Amanda. Listen, can you hang on for just a second? Thanks. What's the problem, Amanda?
We're making up the questions for the Bible Bowl, and Bobby won't cooperate. I think he's trying to start a fight.
Okay, now I'll be right there. Tom, would you come here for a minute? Listen, I have to go now, Marion. I'll call you tonight. Okay, bye.
What can I do for you, Whit?
Tom, would you mind making Freddy here a shake? I've got a little peacemaking to do.
Whit, when are you going to hire somebody to help you around here?
Believe me, I've been trying. I just haven't found the right person yet.
Well, if I keep filling in like this, you're going to have to buy me one of those little aprons.
It's a deal.
Okay, Freddy. Now, how do you make one of these things?
Amanda, let's go find Bobby.
I think he found us. Here he comes.
Bobby.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Wait a minute. What's going on? What's wrong?
Nothing.
He said he thought the Bible Bowl was done.
I did not.
You did too.
I did not.
Hold it. Bobby, I thought you liked the Bible Bowl. You're so good at answering the questions. That's why I wanted you and Amanda to be in charge of it this time.
I know. It's just that we always do the same old thing.
Well, there's plenty of room around here for new activities. What'd you have in mind?
Me?
Sure. New ideas are what this place is all about.
Well, I don't have any new ideas. I'm just kind of tired of the old ones.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know how that is, Bobby. A lot of times that sense of adventure is hard to hold on to. But sometimes it's just a matter of how you look at things. I mean, you never really know where your next discovery will happen, do you? Why, excitement could be waiting for you right on the other side of that door.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Could you tell me how to get to Front Street? Did I say something wrong?
Oh, no. Did you want North Front Street or South Front Street?
I don't know. I've got it right here in the paper.
Want ads, huh? Well, let's see. Wanted, part-time clerk. Apply at Fashion Center, 1539 North Front Street. Oh.
Can you tell me how to get there?
Yes, I suppose I can. By the way, this is Bobby and Amanda, and my name's John Whitaker. What's yours?
I'm Connie Kendall.
Oh, so, Connie, you're looking for a job, huh?
Yeah, but just till I can get enough money for bus fare, I gotta get back to Los Angeles.
You're from Los Angeles? Isn't Disneyland near there?
Yeah, you might say that.
Wow.
You have family out there?
Well, not really. Just my dad. But we don't see him much anymore.
Oh.
So what about Front Street?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Fashion Center. You have experience in the clothing business, do you?
Well, I've had a lot of experience buying clothes. Oh, yeah. That ought to count for something.
Well, of course. So this is your first job?
No way. Last summer I was a waitress.
You've been a waitress?
Yeah. Is it far from here?
What?
Front Street.
Oh, no. Not far at all. Say, did you see some of those other ads in here? Listen to this. Wanted, high school student with pleasant personality to help run busy soda fountain.
Yeah, that's great. Listen, it sounds like Front Street's kind of a main drag. I'll just find it on my own.
Well, I suppose you could. Or, if you wanted to, you could walk downtown to Miller's department store, pick up a uniform, and then head back here.
Huh?
See this last ad? The one for the soda fountain? That one's mine.
You're offering me a job? I haven't even filled out an application.
I don't know what else I'd ask you. I already know where you're from, a little about your family, what kind of work you've done, what experience you've had. Is there something I missed?
No. And I get the feeling there isn't much of anything you do miss.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Here's yours. All done. Here, let me scoop that back into your cup.
So, do you think you could start right away?
Can I at least ask you how much the job pays?
Pay? Well, let's see. Tell you what. Why don't I call Marla down at Fashion Center and ask her how much she plans to pay her part-time clerk? Whatever sounds fair to her sounds fair to me. Does that work for you?
It works for me. Take the job.
Well, I guess I could try it.
Good. Hey, everybody. Say hi to Connie Kendall. She'll be helping me out here in the ice cream department.
Whoa, wait. This blender's got a mind of its own.
And not a moment too soon.
Bobby, how much farther is it to Miller's? Are you sure this is the right street?
When you're in L.A., did you ever see the ocean?
We used to live right by the beach.
Did you ever see any movie stars there?
Sometimes.
There's a guy at my school from California. He used to live next door to the guy who cleans Don Johnson's pool.
Great. Are you sure we didn't take a wrong turn somewhere?
Give me a break. I lived here since I was a kid. You know, it sure sounds like there's a lot to do in Los Angeles. Were you ever bored there?
No. In fact, I've never been bored. Well, at least until I came here.
I know what you mean. All we ever do around here is have Bible bowls.
Bible bowls? What's that?
It's this game where Mr. Whitaker asks questions out of the Bible and two teams try to answer them.
You mean Mr. Whitaker's into religion?
Well, he's a Christian if that's what you mean.
Oh, brother. Now I know I gotta get back to L.A.
You know, I was thinking, isn't it dangerous for a girl like you to ride a bus all the way to Los Angeles? I mean, all by yourself.
I can take care of myself.
Well, yeah, but wouldn't it be better if you had somebody going with you? Maybe a guy. Somebody who could protect you, you know, if something happened.
What are you talking about?
'Cause if you need somebody like that, I guess I could go along. Just to help you out.
Bobby,
Well, what do you think?
I think that's Miller's department store right over there. Thank goodness.
I told you we'd find it.
Mr. Whitaker?
In here, Connie.
Oh, here you are. It's pretty quiet out there now. I guess everybody's gone home for dinner. Is there something else you need me to do?
Well, the freezer needs a good cleaning, but, that can wait. So I guess you've just about saved enough money for a ticket back to L.A., huh?
Yeah, almost. You know, believe it or not, I think I'm really going to miss this place.
Well, we're going to miss you too, Connie. I mean, a lot of the kids have taken quite a shine to you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're always talking about you. Did you hear what Connie said? Did you know Connie was an extra in a real movie?
Oh, they made the movie at my school. Everybody was an extra.
Well, that doesn't matter to these kids, especially Bobby.
Oh, yeah, Bobby.
But I guess it really doesn't matter. After all, you're leaving soon, right?
Well, I was planning to. But yeah.
So, Connie, how does your mother feel about your heading back for L.A.?
I don't know. I haven't told her exactly.
Oh, I see.
Come on. I mean, she'd never let me go if I told her.
Well, don't you think she'll worry about you?
I was going to leave her a note. I'm not totally rude.
Well, don't you think she'll be hurt when she finds out you're gone?
I know what you're trying to do, Mr. Whitaker. You're trying to make me feel guilty.
I'm just suggesting that maybe it isn't quite right for you to up and disappear without at least talking it over with your mother first. That's all. Besides, don't you know what can happen to you, all by yourself in a big city like that?
Look, I came here to earn money, not to get lectured.
Connie, I just want you to see how dangerous it is, that's all. Maybe you could wait a while before...
You know what? If I start right now, I think I can get the freezer cleaned out before quitting time.
Connie.
Mr. Whitaker.
Bobby, where'd you come from?
No place. I've been sitting right here.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I guess I was a little distracted.
Are you angry at Connie? Are you going to fire her?
No, nobody's getting fired. Oh, I'm not angry at Connie. Just a little, well, concerned, that's all.
I bet I know. You're worried because she's going to go to California and she won't have anybody to take care of her and make sure she doesn't get into trouble.
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, that's a big part of it.
Then you can relax.
Why?
'Cause I talked it over with Connie, and she's not going off by herself to California after all.
Oh, she's not?
No way. I'm going with her.
What?
We'll return with today's Adventure and Odyssey in just a moment. And now, more of today's Adventure and Odyssey.
senses your change.
Connie, you've got a problem.
What?
Something serious. Come into the kitchen with me.
So what did I do?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. Are you aware that when you go back to California, Bobby is planning to sit in the seat next to you?
What?
He told me he's going to go along with you, and it sure sounded to me like that was all right with you.
I never said that. I mean, he mentioned the idea once, but I really didn't take him seriously.
So you didn't say he shouldn't go?
I didn't really say anything one way or the other. It's not like it's any of my business, you know.
Connie, if you know anything about Bobby, you'll know that he's very easily influenced, especially by you.
Why me?
Didn't you know he has a crush on you?
Me? What is it? I mean, I can't believe...
Now, that part isn't your fault, and it doesn't have to be a big problem. Not as long as you handle it right.
Look, why should I handle it at all? Hey, I never wanted to get involved with anybody here, okay? I just wanted to earn some money and be on my way.
Great. Yeah. Just do your own thing. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, fine. And in the meantime, Bobby makes one of the biggest mistakes of his life because you've got him all starry-eyed about California.
If he got starry-eyed, it's not because
I'm sorry, Connie. It doesn't work that way. It's not that simple. Every time you come in contact with another human being, something happens. Neither one of you is ever quite the same again.
So what does that mean? Every time I pass somebody on the street, I'm responsible for the rest of their life?
Oh, of course not. But you can't drift through life thinking you're not going to influence anybody. God made each and every one of us dependent on other people. And he wants us to feel some responsibility for one another.
Look, I'm not really into God, so it doesn't make much difference to me what he wants.
All right, so you're not a believer. But think about what I said. It's common sense. What kind of world are we going to have if nobody cares about anybody else?
Yeah, but who's going to care about me? I mean, where do I fit into all this? If I'm not looking out for number one, I can't expect anybody else to do it.
Well, why not? You've got people all around you who can't wait to care about you, but I'll give you this. Caring is risky business. Sometimes the people you care about really let you down. Bobby's going to have to learn that lesson now, thanks to you.
Look, I'm sorry the kid's going to get hurt, but what can I do about it? I mean, if he's made up his mind...
Maybe we can unmake it. Unless you'd rather have a 12-year-old boy to raise.
Huh?
I have an idea, but it's going to cost you something. I happen to think it's worth it, but that's not my decision to make.
I'm listening.
Oh, hi, Bobby. You better hurry. Bible Bowl's gonna start any minute.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly here for the Bible Bowl. Have you seen Connie around?
Yeah, she was here a minute ago. Looked kind of busy, though. Say, what you got in the suitcase?
Just some stuff. Do you think you know where she went? I was supposed to meet her here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, then I'm sure she'll turn up sooner or later. Why don't you just have a seat?
Well, okay.
Hello, everybody. Time to start the Bible Bowl. Yeah! We've got teams from all over the city in today's competition.
I think I better go.
What's your hurry? I think you'll like this next part.
But first, let me introduce our surprise guest MC. Somebody most of you have come to know and love. Our own Connie Kendall.
Connie, she can't be MC. She'll miss the bus.
Huh? What's that?
Nothing.
Hi! I'm glad to be here. Well, I don't know how good I'm going to be at this, but here goes. Are the first two teams ready?
Yeah!
Okay, here's the first question. In Hebrews chapter 6, who is called a high priest on the order of Melchizedek?
Melchizedek.
Right!
Jesus!
Is that right? Yes, you're right. I think. Look, I could use some help up here. Maybe a co-host? Any volunteers?
Say, Bobby, why don't you do it? You've emceed this before, haven't you?
Bobby, how about you?
Go on, son.
Now, here's our next question. Buzzers ready?
Connie, we missed
the bus.
There'll be other buses. Okay. Who were Shadrach,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, what he said. And congratulations to our winners, Village Christian School. Thanks for coming. Bye-bye. You know, you're pretty good at this.
Yeah, but...
And it was kind of fun, wasn't it?
I guess, but I don't get it. You wanted to leave more than I did. I know. Mr. Whitaker got to you, didn't he?
No, not exactly. I just got to thinking. The reason I wanted to go to California is because I have friends there, and I had fun and people liked me.
Right.
But look around. Here I am in Odyssey, and I have friends here. And I had fun, and people like me.
So you changed your mind.
For now. I figure I'll give it a try. What about you?
I still want to live in California.
What? And leave me here to learn my way around Odyssey alone? Bobby, I guess what I'm saying is, well, any place you live, even California, it's what you make it. Exciting, boring, fun, depressing, it's really up to you. And what you don't have always seems to look better than what you do have. Maybe if you went to California, you'd just find out things were better here.
Is that what you think?
I don't know. Maybe. But I'm going to check it out and see.
But I already paid for my ticket and everything.
Look, I'll make you a deal.
What?
I'll tell you how to get a refund for your ticket.
Yeah?
If you'll tell me why people in the Bible had such funny names. Melchizedek? Where did you learn how to pronounce it?
Looks like both Connie and Bobby have learned at least part of the secret of being content, and that is, it's not where you live that makes life exciting, but what you do while you're there. To find out the rest of the secret, though, we have to go back to the guy we talked about at the start of the program. Know who he is yet? If you said the Apostle Paul, you're absolutely right. He talked about being content several times in the Bible, but the best one is in Philippians 4:11 and 12, when he wrote, "I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need." You know, this is a really good chapter to read if you ever feel discouraged or down. Now, even though Paul talked about the results here, he still hasn't told us the secret. How did he manage to be satisfied, no matter what kind of situation he was in? Well, the answer is because he served Jesus with all of his might and his strength and soul. And that's the real secret to being content. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Phil Lawler and Steve Harris. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Chuck Boldy. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for our next Adventure in Odyssey.